Blog Talk Radio.
My brothers and sisters, we are back and back again. Yes, indeed. I thank the Most High that we are back again for another episode, another very precious, precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Enemy Yav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so thankful to the Most High for the opportunity to be back with you here again. I'm thankful, my brothers and sisters, for every ear that the Most High brings near. Welcoming you. I welcome you indeed to the show. Yes, my brothers and sisters, I welcome you to the show because I indeed am, I have to be thankful for the cause of our people. The Most High has told me directly that I have for him some very important things, for him, let's just say very important things that I must do for him. And he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, I would have his protection and his guidance. For that, I am utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. Well, my brothers and sisters, we have now entered into a new Hebrew year. I would consider it And thankfulness to the Most High, because of something he recently told me, that we are entering a year of promise as we begin to prepare this year for the next upcoming Passover. In fact, my brother and sister, I believe we are beginning to prepare if we are wise. For indeed, my brother and sister, the revelation of the Most High, even the revelation of his righteousness revealed, preparing ourselves if we are wise, my brother and sister, to see beyond all that eyes presently have seen. I am utmost thankful. I look forward to the year that is to come, all that it is to bring. Because the Most High told me just a few weeks ago, and I've begun to watch a few things occur. Told me a few weeks ago that many among those who would be called Israel shall now begin to truly awaken. Well, I, having taken into consideration the 111th Psalm, particularly 10 through 11 verse, I have to give attention to such verses that read things like this, saying that reverence for Yah is the beginning of wisdom. I know, not a question or a shadow of doubt, my brothers and sisters, that reverence for Yah begins in understanding that, giving consideration of all the prophets have said, we live in a generation that leaves, in fact, without question, much to be desired in terms of its ability to discern that which indeed the Most High has declared. Reverence for Yah begins, my brothers and sisters, in realizing that we live in an age that has been in darkness for a very, very long time, even for many generations. Reverence for Yah calls to attention, if we have been granted the opportunity to begin to see the exceeding light, know that the reality of what we should be pursuing is far beyond what is common in this world. In fact, quite frankly, we are at the very edge of the realization, my brothers and sisters, that for all that has by and large been the ministration of men regard to the words of the book we call the Bible, there are certain fundamental truths, my brothers and sisters, that as long as they are ignored, men have been blind to the righteousness of Yah. Men have been blind to the truth of the gospel. Blind to all that is the expectation contained in the law and the prophets. For all their reading, for all the study, for all that has been man's diligence for a long time, there have been certain truths the whole world having ignored. It left men without the ability to truly see fully what the scriptures have said should be our expectation. I heard the Most High said that many who call themselves today Israel will now begin to awaken. I know there are those who many who would believe that after what they have already perceived, they've begun already to see the light. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you there is a very precious light, a very precious light of truth, even fundamental, even true to all that the scripture says should be the foundation of our reasoning, and all that is or should be our expectation, that until this truth is given fullness of consideration, a truth, my brothers and sisters, which all nations will prophesied in advance, the Most High knew, would ignore. Until this truth, my brothers and sisters, is given full consideration, I can assure you that everything that man thinks they know presently concerning the scriptures is in so many ways, my brothers and sisters, falling short of what is divine expectation. The rulers of the earth knew full well that they hid this truth from you. It would keep away from you the very essence of life. But I believe, my brothers and sisters, there are those who are beginning to examine kinds of truth that are now beginning to flood many minds. And the kind of truth you'll find on my website, hiddengospel.com. Please don't think that the information you find there is like everything you might read on other so-called Hebrew Israelite websites. I would simply say to you, my brothers and sisters, you'll find things there that I haven't seen on anyone's website anywhere else. I said, not anywhere else. And I know the reason why. It's because, frankly, my brothers and sisters, the truths that are there in so many ways prove foolish, false, fallen, blind, and blindsided. So much of all that is commonly taught among your multitude of churches, because oftentimes the rulers are not concerned about your full awakening to the knowledge of the truth. In fact, they only suspect, many of them only suspect it if they have any intimation toward it at all. But they don't know with a certainty. Many of them never know with a certainty. I can only tell you that a lot of things that I'm writing on that website are not the result of any assumption. Result of having suspected the truth relative simply to my own, if you will, search of the scriptures. But I can say, my brothers and sisters, honestly, that so much of what you found, that website is directly the result of the Most High having called my attention directly to seek, my brothers and sisters, even to find so much in Scripture that otherwise, if it had not been for His direction, I knew I would not have. I can't talk to you, my brothers and sisters, if I were to sit back and try to do it, not in this little time. How many times it's been that I went out to go do something that I thought that I would particularly delight in. It might have been something like as simple as going out on the tennis court, hitting some tennis balls, something like that. And think about it, a lot of times, my brothers and sisters, I began to go do something that I aspire to do. I could talk about throwing up a tennis ball and seeing my Bible on my bed. Everything saying, hey, there's something here that you need to know. Reading things, my brothers and sisters, sometimes Most High would flash them in front of my eyes, pages out of the book that I hadn't read yet. But I remember the page number, so when I went home, I knew to go look. And so many of these truths were there. Can't tell you about how many times Most High has told me about things that I never would have known historically ever occurred or ever would promise. And the Most High told me directly about that, let's just say, after having already seen them, I was literally shocked to find that they were already written in the book, that compelled me all the more to focus on so many particular topics that contain the Scripture, even the most fundamental of all. But I can only tell you that without these very much so initial truths that declare the expectation of all things, brothers and sisters, mankind has been grossly misdirected. I'm not saying that arrogantly. I'm not saying it pridefully. I'm not saying it's something to, pump up my chest. Hey, I know for all that I know, Most High might wind up telling me something before I can even get out of this room and down the hall. You might wind up telling me something that would make everything that I think I presently know seem small by comparison to what all else the Most High would reveal. I by no means will ever seek to belittle the greater conscience of the One Most High. I know that just like He told me many years ago, He said to me that if there's ever anything in my head that will ever be worth anything, it is Him who will have to put it there. If there ever has been or ever will be, it is him who will have to put it there. I know that there are truths, my brother and sister, we don't find that the Most High guides our minds. There are truths, my brother and sister, we don't see the interconnectivity of that the Most High guides our minds. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there are truths that are only truly beneficent to the most humble soul. And the soul, my brothers and sisters, having the great love, greatest love of the truth, the soul, my brothers and sisters, that knows that when the Most High declares something, he will surely bring it to bear. So rather than being resistant, this is a soul that rejoices to find out what the Most High has declared, that he might prepare himself wisely. And he counts himself blessed to know it. I can only tell you that when you read, for instance, Isaiah 41:21-42:4, talk about a lot of scriptures that compare with it. It tells us that the gospel, my brothers and sisters, actually is the pure, perfect word and the true essence of all that was declared in the law and the prophets. Yet, though the prophets, my brothers and sisters, all prophesied of an end of all the international distractions which have divided his people, though all the prophets speak of this, I'm talking about scriptures like Jeremiah 30:10-11. I'm talking about scriptures like Isaiah 60:12. I'm talking about scriptures like Isaiah 34, just as a few examples. All the prophecies say the Most High is going to have to expose all the systems of the earth that presently seem wise unto men. Isaiah 44:20-46:13. All these prophecies say this over and over again. But my brothers and sisters, those who are prideful, those who are selfish, those whose sense of values has been established by the systems of this world, well, those who rather not believe what the Most High has proposed, that he set his people free. There are truths, my brothers and sisters, that a lot, let's just say most souls who have their own ambitious ideals and agendas, are not so willing so very quickly to rejoice in the finding out. But my brothers and sisters, I've always felt that gaining such knowledge is a help and a blessing to our people. Gaining this knowledge, my brothers and sisters, is to offer an opportunity that otherwise men would not have. Gaining the knowledge of these truths, my brothers and sisters, is a hope for redemption, a hope for life, that without which, my brothers and sisters, no man is made whole. And we need to understand that word for salvation means to be made whole, means to be delivered beyond all those who would divide human conscience, all those who would deceive men, my brothers and sisters, not to discern the pure, perfect will of the One. Without these truths, my brothers and sisters, again, no man is saved, no man is made whole. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, no man is righteous without these truths. And I thank the Most High that he has made me a messenger of these truths for many years. Here on Blog Talk, I've been speaking of them for the last at least 3 years. Almost nightly, my brothers and sisters. Seeking an opening and petitioning the Most High for the opening of the eyes. But like I said, after all these years, the Most High finally told me just relatively recently that many who call themselves Israel will now begin to awaken. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that all those who think that they are awake, still trusting in those who hide the truth, my brothers and sisters, are still quite very much asleep. Still not revering Yah as he is, but my brothers and sisters preferring the irreverence of man. It might sound like a hard statement, but let us just simply consider what the Apostle Shaul said when he said, whoever considers himself wise in this world of its contentions, a multitude of controversial standards, not seeking the greater truth, not giving consideration to all the Most High said, whoever, he said, would seek to call himself wise in this world after the contentious differences of this world. He said, let him consider himself a fool that he may become wise. The apostle said, I know nothing which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this. He said, for my judge is open to speak about the coming of Messiah. Messiah who comes to reveal those things that men have sought to hide in the darkness, the precious truths that men have sought to hide in the darkness. Read Isaiah 44:20 through 45:6. Compare it to Isaiah 1 Corinthians, about 4:1 through 5. It's good to read it all. So it made me go back as far as about 3:18. Remember that according to 1 Corinthians 1:10, those of us who are in the Most High must all speak the same thing. He said the remnant of Israel must speak no lies. Let us understand, my brothers and sisters, that when we awaken to the fact that there's an absolute standard by which we all shall be counted either worthy or not worthy of the holy name, it creates a reverence, my brothers and sisters, to know that beyond all the differences of man, we must seek an absolute truth, or prepare ourselves to receive a truth that's beyond what we have called or have thought in this world, been compelled to think of it in this world. It's common. My brothers and sisters, for this reason, the Most High told me that the precious words that he's given me, he said they are only for the most humble soul. There are those, my brothers and sisters, who quickly turn aside from the truth simply because it's not common to the masses, because they seek the esteem of men. There are those who, my brothers and sisters, have been taught a faulty value system after worldly ambitions, that if you told them the truth because it does not cater to those ambitions after what men have called valuable, they prefer not to know the truth. But those of us who, my brothers and sisters, are not so little of faith, knowing the Most High will bring to bear all that he has spoken, have a reason to rejoice if we've had opportunity to see the truth that, believing, my brothers and sisters, few have seen. My brothers and sisters, I can only say to you, and I repeat this again, I've said it so often. On my website, there's articles like the one called The Secret City Prophecies. An article like the one called Early Church Origin and Mutual Explication. There's an article like the one called Remember the Promise. Another one called, for instance, Tribulation 70 to 365 AD. One that I'm still working on. It needs some editing. But the points are there. An article called The Gospel of Shiloh. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that truths are there that are very rarely spoken of by men. Very rarely, I would tell you now, I can almost tell you, surely, very rarely, or anything even close to it is being spoken about by your pastors, your priests, your rabbis, your elders. Because the truth of the matter, all these scriptures relate that the Most High has a plan by which he must expose all ruling principality and power, this whole world. Pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, kings, prime ministers, whatever they call themselves, they make it a difference. Presidents, he must expose the plans and the ideas presented by them all. Because quite frankly, the scripture says he has to expose by a process of elimination, expose all these diverse ideas that he may establish in the world, even over this world, one truth at the hand of one king. I said one truth, one consummate truth, one consummate law at the hand of one king. No, it does not mean the Most High compromises his will after whatever it seems to be wise, after the various nations and the various agendas of various nations that keep them divided, after their own selfish and oftentimes so blinded misconceits. I haven't seen yet, my brothers and sisters, anywhere on this earth that the ruling bodies of those among, be they nations or denominations, have truly given full consideration to all the scripture said must be given consideration if men are to be sealed and confirmed true in all things that the Most High has spoken. It might sound like a bold statement, with my brothers and sisters, reverence for Yah, seeking beyond oneself. I didn't say seeking of oneself to be righteous. I didn't say seeking of oneself to be righteous according to what he's heard from other people. But my brothers and sisters, even if you've heard my words, read the type of things you find on my website, I know without question, my brothers and sisters, the Most High gave me these tools that you might commune with him, that you might have a word, my brothers and sisters, with which to begin to prove yourself indeed faithful. Because I tell you, my brothers and sisters, through the ages, well, let's first say that I know without question, and if you read all the scriptures yourself, like starting with Genesis 49 and 10, one good example, it's known that all those who truly believed, yeah, look forward to the day. I add Genesis 17 in there. Look forward to the day of the coming of one unto whom all the nations will seek, and the gathering of the peoples, all peoples shall be. That's one of the very first prophecies in the Bible, my brothers and sisters, amongst the first prophecies in the Bible, concerning the purpose that Yah has for humanity, despite it having fallen away. And the Most High one day will reconcile mankind, even awaken mankind, to the truth, my brothers and sisters, that for so long has, if you will, been ignored, and by the rulers, purposely, I said purposely, forgotten. And if they have considered it, my brothers and sisters, it was said in advance, they wouldn't tell you. So I'm truly thankful to the Most High. I really am. I have to be. That he told me very recently that many who consider themselves Israel will now begin to awaken. I would plead the power of the Most High that none be so proud as so quick they say they are now awake. There are truths, my brothers and sisters, that still have to saturate the minds, still have to, let's just say, trigger a whole lot, if you will, latent neurons. A lot of truth, my brothers and sisters, that in its implication has still yet to be seen by most who say they believe. But I thank the Most High that he's making these things available. I have to be utmost thankful, grateful. In fact, the scripture says those who are like unto the kingdom rejoice when they find what for a long time has been missing. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that there are those who might not want to realize how much has been missing because of what it means with regard to many generations that never attained to the knowledge of the truth. But I can only tell you, all that was prophesied long in advance. I say, since we are now, I will make that declaration, since we are now in that generation, which will finally again begin to truly open, have eyes open, truly see what has been forgotten for many generations, truly see what the nations and rulers of the nations have sought to hide for a very long time. They might have dominion over you because, quite frankly, they don't have any concern about your awakening. They know that their rulership depends upon keeping you blind. So I still say again and again, why have most been so vehement in their belief that their leaders are telling them everything they need to know? Scripture says when Messiah comes, quite frankly, in Isaiah 56, it says to the very last one, they've all been treacherous. To the very last one, they've been like greedy dogs that couldn't bark. To the very last one, my brothers and sisters, they've been shepherds. False prophets who didn't profit the people at all. Why? Because, my brothers and sisters, again and again, what did I tell you? All prophecy states that Messiah will have to come reprove every one of you rulers. You will have to come, my brothers and sisters, to reveal what, like I said, nations, denominations, And when I say nation of brothers and sisters, I'm not talking about just, you know, nations after the titles that people give them. I said, when I speak in that regard, I mean all manner of different belief systems and allegiances of man. The scripture says Messiah will have to come to reveal what all of them have fallen short of it. The scripture says that he will come to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered, and then shall men know how to praise Yah. How about my brothers and sisters, men? Then shall men know how to revere and respect Yah. What did I tell you before, my brothers and sisters? Most High told me. He said, if there's anything in my head that is or ever will be worth anything, he said, it's him that has to put it there. I would say that to every single living soul, realizing the fact, my brothers and sisters, the absolute fact that it is, again, he who made mankind, my brothers and sisters, that decides and defines what is purpose for all mankind. And those who, my brothers and sisters, think or have been led to perceive that what they have conceived is worthwhile after what simply seems wise to men. Remember the scripture that says, as a man thinketh, so is he. And my brothers and sisters, by no means does that scripture mean if a man thinks that he is something that he is not, that he is the greater thing. That scripture says, as a man are a man's thoughts and how they are perceived relative to divine purpose, so is that man. No, brothers and sisters, what I'm saying to you is what is kind of worthy unto salvation is not after the conceits of men. It's not after the conversation of men. The scripture even tells us point blank in the book of Ephesians that the wrath of Yah is upon the children of disobedience, those who will not hear Yah. That's that word obedience means. The wrath of Yah is upon those who will not speak the truth, will not show forth the truth, will not receive the truth, will not learn the truth. Meaning that we must learn. We must receive. We must exude the truth as a good example. Or else, my brothers and sisters, I'll say it again. Men are still yet found the children of darkness. There are those among us who must realize what is our purpose in this world. It is Yah himself who must all the more reveal it. It is he that must guide us constantly. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, he that must guide us constantly to realize what before we have not realized. I can only say to you, my brothers and sisters, the time has come that ignoring the truth will be found to be a very grievous error. Delaying in the pursuit of the truth, we found a very grievous error. Like I said, quoted to you on my website, hiddengospel.com, articles like The Secret City Prophecies, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. Prophecies, my brothers and sisters, relating that just like the Most High said that a city destruction will awaken an entire world to his foolhardiness. We have to consider, the scripture says the coming of Messiah would do the same. And he would reveal a light the world had not considered. Think about it. If a city is filled with confusions and is suddenly destroyed, are people so certain, would they be so certain that the varied ideals of confusion that are in this world, that this city reflects. In fact, the scriptures intimate in so many ways this city is an example of all the varied confusions of a world entire. With the destruction of a city, my brothers and sisters, an international city tell the whole world, or would people so quickly to be compelled to believe that the destruction of that city tells the whole world the time of men playing games in their illusions? Would that just that destruction of that city tell the people that the time of that is over? What about if there's somebody in the midst of the city that has been warning the city and warning others concerning what is to come concerning that city? I'm not saying everybody's going to catch on to the idea quickly. A lot of folks choose to ignore the idea. But my brothers and sisters, the Most High does have a plan. Yes, he does. He has a plan whereby when what is prophesied at that city comes to pass, revealed in the presence of Messiah, announcing to the world that the time of man ignoring the truth must come to an end. In fact, what is these present times of the Gentiles, the times of many men's upholding their own beliefs, not realizing what they believe is not true to the scriptures. All that in Messiah's own appearance, the scripture says, must come to an end. Like I said, think about it. The scripture talks about in Isaiah 41, talks about when the Messiah comes, be found. He comes because most of not, it will be found, the Most High looks upon men and seen none righteous, no, not one. That's what it says in Psalms 14 and 53. It says that the Most High didn't look and he saw none who could give him an answer if he asked a question. None of the gospel. Scripture said, repent and believe the gospel. Comfort ye, O my people. What do these scriptures mean? It means draw all the people to a oneness, even peace. How about according to the fullness that is the law and the prophets, my brothers and sisters? That is the gospel. The word for gospel relates to a sure, a whole, and complete word. Messiah said what? Think not that he comes to destroy the law of the prophets. Don't let anybody trick you to think that he came to deny anything the Most High has spoken. Whatever the Most High has spoken, it should be a constant expectation for us all until it comes to pass. Just like the coming of the one called Shiloh at Genesis 49:10. Meaning that if men have forgotten these things or ignored these things, what they've had is not the faith at all. If men have not expected the absolute annihilation of every obstacle of illusion that will stand against men awakening to the knowledge of the truth, then men haven't heard the gospel. If men have been compelled to believe that what they currently perceive is enough and there's not anything more to be perceived in a world of so much confusion, if men have been compelled to believe that what they see presently is sufficient, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that kind of short-sightedness, that kind of arrogance, that kind of desire to believe that what you perceive is all that needs to be perceived, what keeps many of my brothers and sisters ever from truly learning how to praise Yah. Remember the scripture says Messiah will come to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. He comes to reveal the hidden things, my brothers and sisters, even the hidden treasures of wisdom that most have chosen, even if they had the chance not to consider. Oftentimes, that if they read it because they are completely unfamiliar or they haven't heard their pastors sanction the preaching of them, a lot of folks just turn around and figure like it's unimportant. Our brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, I'll repeat again, there is a foundation declared in Scripture, an eventuality declared in Scripture, that if men do not take it in consideration, there is absolutely nothing by which the minds and hearts of men might be stabilized true to the will of one. The adversary has always known it, so he sought to hide it from him and cause men to believe that what they had was faith in Yah. My brothers and sisters, faith in Yah is faith in him who is all and everything that he is. All that he has declared. If your trust is in the doctrines of someone who would hide that from you. My brothers and sisters, your faith is still in, or your trust is still in men. Scripture says, the secret things belong to the Most High, but those things which he has revealed belong to us and to our children forever. Well, guess what? Whoever will keep you blinded, not discerning what all the Most High has declared, not realizing the need to seek all the Most High has spoken. In other words, like the Most High told me, he said, till I can see before my eyes everything that he has spoken and foretold. He said, keep looking. My brothers and sisters, some have been so bewitched that they actually believe that the pastor would tell them that the first to be rebuked is going to have to be your pastors. That's what the scripture said. Because quite frankly, as I said before, men have taught so many different concepts of what folks might consider righteous. As the scripture says, that when Messiah comes, who can say that he is righteous? Who can say that he is the righteous one? I've had things on an entire different perception, my brothers and sisters. We realize Messiah, the scripture says, will come forth one day saying, "Listen to me, O Isles, hearken to me, O you nation. The Most High is calling from the womb. From the body of my mother, he made mention of my name," he said, "to bring Israel back to him to reveal his glory." That's what it says in Isaiah 49. So this is someone among the people. Isaiah 48 says, "Who is there among you who can declare these things?" In the Aramaic, it says, "Most High will raise up a prophet from among your brethren." I think about it, my brothers and sisters, that they blinded the people tremendously. They tell folks Messiah's appearing will be first from the sky. When the scripture says concerning Messiah, "Behold my servant, my elect, and my soul delights, I put my spirit upon him." It's not talking about somebody from the sky, my brothers and sisters. It's talking about someone the Most High would anoint among the people. He said he would have to come I hope you will understand, I pray you will understand it. One that was called the wooden offspring of David. One whose appearing would be sudden like the bright morning star, the sun that arises to suddenly cast out the darkness and reveal the light the world would obscure. Believe me, my brothers and sisters, the rulers know that keeping you in bondage depends upon your not knowing the type of truth that I'm speaking of right now. Therefore, they have had no desire, no design to speak of these things. I can tell you about pastors I spoke to, witness, almost 30 years ago now, that have told me when I spoke concerning these things, they told me things like, "The Lord gave me this church, and I'll decide when I'm going to teach things like that." Hey, I'm talking about sitting them down, Bible wide open. They got theirs, I got mine. "Here, what about this scripture?" And they'll tell you things like, "Hey, Lord will tell me when I'm supposed to teach these things." Does the scripture say, "Go forth and teach all things"? Didn't the scripture say whatever is written of old is for our learning? Didn't the scripture say, my brothers and sisters, that Messiah will come to bring to remembrance all things spoken? The Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. How is it these men have called themselves pastors, prophets, rabbis, or whatever, and they have not been compelled to teach these things? The scripture says, without question, if you really understand them, that all these things are part of the gospel. Part of the expectation. I will tell you now, my brothers and sisters, the type of things I'm talking about right now, anyone who was unfamiliar with these things, my brothers and sisters, would not have ever been considered participant in the early church. Rome came up with the idea about establishing a church that would forbid, by and large, the teaching of what I call the gospel of Shiloh. The expectation of the one the scripture called the Shashan Shahe, the King of Kings, the Kurdi. They forbade the idea that one that you call, that the Bible calls Cyrus the Great in Isaiah 45. That's actually a prophecy of Messiah in the latter days. In fact, when Messiah said, "I'm the wooden offspring of David, the bright morning star," he was saying that he was that one that bore the title Sunrise, King of the East. It's written at Isaiah, written of at Isaiah 40, 41, 42, 43. As ultimate latter-day prophecy, one of Revelation 16:12 calls, reading between 16:12 and 16:21, calls the King of the East. One of the titles for Messiah, why the scripture was called Kurdishanya. The expectation of one called the King of the East. Expectation of one called Shiloh. An expectation, my brothers and sisters, that all the ancient Hebrews had till Rome pretty much forbade it and sought to destroy anyone who would even begin to speak of it. Our brothers and sisters, if they've established over the people a church where the fundamental that Messiah said should be preached is not preached, and what people have run to, my brothers and sisters, not the church at all. Messiah said, "This is a testimony that must be testified in all the churches." He said he's the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. Most not having a clue as to what that means. The reason why they haven't known him, my brothers and sisters, because they've never been part of the true church. I know that sounds hard, my brothers and sisters, but the very word church is directly relative to that statement in Revelation 22:16. All the churches will declare the expectation of one called the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star, the one to whom all nations should seek. His rest, his peace should be glorious because he exposes all the fallen, i.e. wicked and lawless standards of a world that, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, will never preach and have never preached the gospel, the true gospel of the kingdom of Yah, in that they have always taken these words and constrained them after their own ideals. My brothers and sisters, I'm telling you now, the gospel of the kingdom of Yah is not constrained by the pluralities of man. It's not, my brothers and sisters, in any way polluted after the verse, contentious, contradicting, convoluted, polluted, partialities of man. The gospel, my brothers and sisters, is all that the Most High declared. When the gospel went forth to the nations, it was to tell them what is expected of every living soul. If you believe in the coming of Messiah, you believed also, my brothers and sisters, in all these things. If they did not teach you these things, so at the end of the day, you believe that the ones who were the children of light, or those who kept you in darkness, then the end result, my brothers and sisters, is simply this. What men have trusted and called faith has simply been unbelief. It's not been the faith at all. Like I said, if I quote such scriptures as Isaiah 49th chapter, scriptures of Isaiah 24th, 27th chapter, just begin with Zephaniah 3rd chapter. If I were to quote those scriptures and show people that the scenario the scriptures actually speak of concerning the latter days, and they have not believed or would not believe, what have they believed then? What has been the foundation of their reason? What is it, my brothers and sisters, that men have been taught to believe that would keep them from believing what is right before their eyes in the scriptures? You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, the misinterpretation, the misadministrations of man that have blinded the mind to love the darkness, to hate the light, to prefer unrighteousness, prefer that men be called wise, my brothers and sisters, according to what the Most High is called less than worthwhile. My brothers and sisters, shall men desire that they be delivered, called saved, called servants of Yah, having only known lies, having only believed lies, shall men desire that men be called delivered, convicted, vehement in their conviction for the preservation of lies? Well, brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that the liar doesn't tell you that he's lying to you. Well, brothers and sisters, I can only tell you about some situations I personally had to deal with. And it was as if to say that if a demon was to carry a soul away, all you could really say is the Most High is just in all that he says and does. My brothers and sisters, shall that which has been convinced and convicted of a lie through the entirety of his existence, especially if offered opportunity to begin to enter onto the path. Shall a man say, my brothers and sisters, that the one who refused the opportunity when it was granted, who slapped back at the Most High when he was granted the opportunity, should it be said, my brothers and sisters, the Most High should favor those who argue against him, who refuse to reason, who are so proud of themselves that they won't even listen when the Most High tries to talk to them? My brothers and sisters, I can't even tell you how many times the Most High had to basically impress it upon my mind You really didn't have to do it very many times, quite frankly. But what I'm trying to say to you is this. How many times it was made apparent to me, maybe that's a better way of putting it, that whether Most High had to shout something down like thunder from the heavens, and I mean right there next to you. I don't know how many of you have ever been right there, like within a few feet of the strike of thunder or the strike of lightning. But the Most High has told me and made it plain to me that whether he makes something apparent to you right in front of your face like a bolt of lightning, shouting it out like a bolt of lightning, shout of thunder, or whether he speaks it in just a small voice, like a whisper in the wind inside your ear, really doesn't make any difference which way the idea. It all still carries the same weight. If he said it, it's something you can count on. I can only say, my brothers and sisters, we live in a world today. A lot of people believe the Most High doesn't mean business until he does what he says he has to do to get men's attention. And my brothers and sisters, a lot of folks feel that if the Most High doesn't shout at them to get their attention, that he's either not trying to get their attention or what they're doing is just fine. My brothers and sisters, we read the scriptures and we read them closely. The scripture says Messiah is going to have to reprove everyone before we are all perfectly again on the same page. So I can only simply say that those who are beginning to awaken are those who he's beginning to humble, to realize the magnificence of who he is beyond all that which is common. And if humbling of humanity is necessary to align, all scriptures said it would be, I say then, for salvation's sake, so be it. I'd like to read a bit of scripture to you over in Isaiah in the 29th chapter. And it speaks of how man is going to suddenly, in so many ways, have to be shocked at the realization of a need to seek so much more than what is common. All well and good, my brothers and sisters. Needs to be so. If men finally realize the need to seek far beyond what is common. Scripture said, Messiah will not judge for what his eyes see or what his ears hear, because he's seen something beyond what eyes and ears so quickly perceive. I know without question, Most High, I want to show you something. Right across the sky, like my grandfather used to say, in boxcar letters, and nobody see it. I know it, but you. But nobody can also nobody can stop it. I pray, my brothers and sisters, that many begin to see, that many eyes begin to be open. Isaiah 29:8, it should be as when a hungry man dreams and behold he is eating. How about go back? Okay, let's see, yeah, okay. How about 29:7? From the Most High, he said, well, how about 29:5? The multitude of your enemies shall become like fine dust. Talking about all those who stand against Israel's full awakening. Shall become like fine dust. The multitude of ruthless ones, like the chaff which blows away. And it shall happen instantly, suddenly. Does everybody know their stance against Israel's fruition? I tell you, no. Many think, my brothers and sisters, they've acted as friends to the cause of Israel. But they've only been taught a false concept of what Israel is to be. Again, that article on my website, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. Articles like Secret City Prophecies, Tribulation 7365 AD. Remember the promise, Gospel of Shiloh, you need them. Say, from the Most High of hosts, you should be punished with thunder and earthquake and loud noise, with whirlwind and tempest and the flame of consuming fire. And the multitude of all the nations fought who war against Ariel, city of David. Even all who waged war against what the Most High has promised unto Israel. And all our strongholds who distress the city of David shall be like a dream, a vision in the night. Most High is going to make a full end of whatever is an obstacle against his people seeing the truth. Whatever is prideful against men seeing the truth. It be as when a hungry man dreams and behold he is eating, and when he awakens his hunger is satisfied. Or when a thirsty man dreams and behold he is drinking, but when he awakens, behold he is faint and his thirst is not quenched. Thus the multitude of all shall be the multitude of all the nations be who wage war against Mount Zion. King James Version just put down here, be delayed and wait. Blind yourselves and be blind. It means, it says that men need to stop for a second, halt and think. The Hebrew actually relates the idea of men need to wake up and see what has been their blindness, what has caused their stupidity, their insensitivity to the truth. Scripture says they become drunk. Men have become drunk, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. How about they stagger because of false doctrine? My brothers and sisters, every doctrine that has not considered the type of words that I'm talking to you about, hey, type of things you'll find on that website, is a false doctrine. It's a fallen word.
90 seconds.
It is a word, my brothers and sisters, to compel men to believe that it's sufficient for salvation, but it is not. The Most High poured upon you a spirit of deep sleep. In other words, my brothers and sisters, what it means, because men would not open their eyes, he allowed them to sleep. But they refused to hear or awaken at his call. He allowed them, their eyes to remain shut. You need to hearken to the Most High when he offers opportunity. Your prophets, he has covered your heads with his ears, and the entire vision of you is the words of a sealed book, which when they give it to one who is literate, saying, please read this, he says, I cannot, for it is sealed. The book is given to one who is literate, one who can read, saying, please read this. He said, he will say, I cannot read. Most High deliver his people, my brothers and sisters, from their lip service. You have to show them how, by a wonderful manner, by his inspiration, how to understand the words of the scripture more than just simple words learned by rote. Scripture says what is called wisdom of the wise must perish. What men have called discernment, my brothers and sisters, must be humiliated. God rules, my brothers and sisters, are hiding from you the Most High. And all this effort to hide the truth should be esteemed as a breaking of the potter's vessel. It's time, my brothers and sisters, to see the reality. It's time, my brothers and sisters, to see the light that has been hidden. Count on it. I will be praying for the awakening of my people. I pray that my brothers and sisters, many others, come to the knowledge of what has been hid, that they might join with us and pray also. Looks like time is up. Never seems to be enough time to say all things need to be said. But until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, it's been Enemy Out of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. To his might, to his honor, to his praise always. Hallelujah! And may we gain, my brothers and sisters, faith enough in what the Most High has said. And we find what he has said beyond all that we have been taught. We rejoice in the knowledge that we can begin to offer the hope of salvation to many. Because without these truths, frankly, my brothers and sisters, there has not been the salvation of man. For man is in bondage to whoever it is that would hide the truth from him. Bless the Lord, my brothers and sisters, who grant the opportunity to see the light, will at last be free.